Hello and welcome back to the TTD Tatani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. Here we're looking at Beya 15. Gemara talks a brisa that says Rav Yehuda permits a black shoe to be sent and prohibits a white shoe because it still requires a clump of a certain type of earth which contains a blackening agent. Rav Yossi, prohibits even a black shoe because he still needs to smooth it. The idea being, the point being about the coloring agents and coloring things in our life, and about things that need to be smooth. In our lives, we should try as much as possible not to color things with the wrong lenses, or not to make things bumpy for other people, to smooth things over as much as possible as we can for those around us. If we can make something easier, we can make something better transition or a better experience for someone, especially if they're coming to your field, they're coming to an employer that you have, or they're coming to a situation, try to do what you can not to color the lens and not to make things difficult for them, but to smooth it over. I work for the DOE. I work for the government. If I know someone works for them and is coming and would benefit from my years in the system and from my viewpoint and from tips, I need to do that. I need to give them the tips and make things smooth over for them, and not to color for it how negative it is, how bad it is, but to show positives. Just like when a person makes a purchase, you're supposed to only talk positives. If someone buys a house, you tell them how wonderful it is, not how small you think it is, or how weird the layout is, or not how bad the colors are. If someone buys a car, don't say, come on, why didn't you buy that? You should have got the Honda, not the Toyota. No, you say it's a wonderful purchase, a wonderful car, especially if it's a major purchase, an expensive purchase. So too, when someone comes to a job or someone needs something, don't color the lens in the wrong way. Ugh, why'd you come join us at the DOE? Don't you know it's miserable here? No. I'm so glad you joined us here. It's wonderful what we could do for kids if you go about it in the right way, an optimistic way, and a fun way. You have to color the lens the right way and make it smooth for them. If they join your firm, or they join this, or they join that, they join your community, reach out. Someone's moving into our block in a couple of weeks. I called him, especially on our block, and I spoke to him for an hour, acclimating him to the community, trying to smooth things over, coloring the lens in the right way of our wonderful community. The Gemara teaches us, don't blacken things, don't color things in the wrong way, smooth things in the right way, especially for those people in your life that you could actually help and make things wonderful and smooth for. Join us next time as we talk Beitza 16 here on the TTD.